We are reading selected excerpts from our sources about the law of Arvut. We are in the subtitle, Israel is responsible for the correction of the world.
Yes, Israel is everyone who yearns for the correction, for the revelation of the Creator among all of the created beings. Well, let's see what he writes. What is our obligation?
So the title is Israel is responsible for the correction of the world, and in the last generation, he writes, life's direction is to attain adhesion with him, strictly to benefit the Creator, or to reward the public with achieving adhesion with him.
Again,
life's direction is to attain adhesion with him, strictly to benefit the Creator, or
meaning in order to bestow to the Creator,
or to reward the public with achieving adhesion with him,
or in order to awaken others for them to do it. There are souls that are more capable of acting in elevating themselves, and there are those who can influence others more in order for them to do this work. So you have both kinds. So each and every one should see what is closer to him, because a person can only study in the place where his heart desires, as much as close as possible to the work, either through dissemination or through working internally in the group. This is what one should do. But most importantly is to constantly be in this work, in one of these two kinds of works, or in both of them together, maybe. So please, next.
Number 66, Bala Sulam writes, in the article Man's Actions and Tactics, all souls in the world must unite and merge into one soul, truly one, which emerges out of all the souls, and they truly become one, as in the beginning of creation, when only one man, Adam, was created. And from his zivugim, couplings, he engendered sons, and the sons follow his ways, making zivugim until this world is made with 70 nations, and from within them the seed of Israel. At the end of correction, they will merge in one another until all of them will become one man like Adam HaRishon. Again, number 66. All souls in the world must unite and merge into one soul, truly one, which emerges out of all the souls, and they truly become one, as in the beginning of creation, when only one man was created. And from his zivugim, he engendered sons, and the sons follow in his ways, making zivugim until this world is made with 70 nations, and from within them the seed of Israel. At the end of correction, they will merge in one another until all of them will become one man like Adam HaRishon.
This means that, first of all, well, the 70 nations, this is clear to us that this is the Ranpin that includes 10 Sfirot in each Sfira, so it sums up to 70, when they will all merge. The seed of Israel will be formed, meaning from all of these desires that exist in all the different parts of Zeranpin, you have such that yearn to reach identification with the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. They are called Yashakel. So they emerge and emerge and emerge out of all of these different desires of the 17 nations. And then, bit by bit, these become corrected by those until they all reach the general adhesion. There are no questions here? Okay, so then let's continue.
Number 67. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, clarifies the matter of Arvut even further. It is not enough for him that all of Israel be responsible for one another, but the whole world is included in Arvut.
Again
67. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, clarifies the matter of Arvut even further. It is not enough for him that all of Israel be responsible for one another, but the whole world is included in Arvut.
Rashbi is the one who wrote the book of Zohar, Rabbi Shimon, his son, Rabbi Elazar. Well, Rabbi Shimon spoke about the corrections all the way to our generation. Rabbi Elazar reaches, well, he speaks about the end of correction, about our generation and onward, about the last generation and onward, all the way to Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. And therefore, specifically about our time and onwards, Rabbi Elazar speaks about it. These are seemingly two parts of creation. What happened thus far? It already happened. From here on, we have the general world, and it all joins once again into a single system. So we have no choice. We have to accept it in such a way and to extend it in such a way that all in all we have just one nation upon the whole face of the earth, and we have such conditions so that these conditions are in order for us to connect into a single system. Everything is reaching an integral form, only that. And if we don't go forward trying to solve all the problems in such an integral way, for sure we will fail and we will only end up bringing further troubles to ourselves. Because the general force that is now operating on the whole earth, on the whole of humanity, on the whole of reality, is a single force. The Creator wants to be revealed. The time has come. And now He's starting to put pressure on all of us together in order for us to connect more and to discover Him. If we're not following this direction, we will have a big problem. And this is what we have to understand and to explain to everyone. PT19.
I'm trying, believe me. He says all the souls need to connect into one that exists in all the souls and become really one. You really think that can happen?
We are the results of this single soul that is called Adam HaRishon. We only broke apart, but we are parts of a body that broke apart, a system that broke apart, and therefore it is operating in such a way. You see, it's broken. If you unite it, if you connect all of these parts together, then you start to see how it is starting to revive itself.
What's hiding here? Why do we have to be one? We have to come back to one, go back to one. What's hiding here?
The fact that the Creator created a single desire. And He works towards this desire. And if we don't feel ourselves as one, to that extent, we are far away from the Creator, and then we suffer.
But you see what's going on today.
Yes, I do see it. This is why I speak to you each and every day. However, you are opaque, you're like a wall, you don't understand, you don't feel, you don't want it. Yes, I do see it. I see it on you. I don't even have to go out to the world.
Believe me, we're making efforts, but other people don't want to hear. That's a problem.
Don't you talk to me about other people, because those people depend only on you. The world was created for you. This is what you should say. The world was created for me, and it is all in order for me to correct everyone. Because that I will be the guarantor of everyone. I'll be responsible for everyone. And there's nothing to add here, sir. Nothing. I'm telling you, we have a problem. A very big problem. PT31.
Can we say that today in Corona days, Avut is being revealed in the world in a negative way?
Yes, certainly. Through lack of Avut. But the dependency is becoming revealed. However, it is a negative dependency. Look what is happening in all of the different systems that people want to create between them. It is only in order to harm others, to make a profit at the expense of others. And look what it is resulting in, what forces in nature, what viruses we're awakening. And you have no idea what is awaiting us. It is truly such harm doers are emerging from all of the different holes that God forbid. So let us as quickly as possible try whatever depends on us, I'm not responsible for the whole world in such a way, but I must be responsible for the fact that I am giving 100% in explaining to everyone that the general connection above all differences, that's the salvation, that is the only remedy for all the incidents of this world.
In the Alvut, every part feels that his guarantor that he bestows.
If he's in Arvut, then yes.
How?
How? It's like a single system that feels itself that it is entirely inclusive, comprehensive, and there's no part that can work without the other parts. Pity 25.
Rav, I want to scrutinize more internal. There's a man in the world he is in. What is considered the olam, the world, the still vegetative and animate, or is that part of man?
It depends on which system you're talking about. What are you talking about? What are you trying to scrutinize?
I want to understand
the general system includes the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Yes.
But we learned that there's a distance, a difference between man, which is in the olam, meaning their worlds, and there's the patsuf that moves in the worlds.
The olamot, the worlds, are unrelated to man. The worlds are a system in which man exists.
The still vegetative and animate, not the speaking.
They exist inside of man. These are degrees of the attainment of godliness that are called by these names. And the olamot, the worlds, are seemingly the filters around us, that the upper light passes through them until it reaches us so as not to harm us, but to awaken us towards spiritual work.
So here when it's written that we have to be an avut towards the whole world, so it's towards the still vegetative and animate also in some kind of way?
No, only towards people. What's still vegetative and animate? They are not at fault for anything. They're not doing anything. They're simply being operated according to the general forces that are at work. They have no free choice. They have nothing.
That's what I'm asking about, because also, people are divided. We divide them between some that have choice or some don't have choice. That's what I'm trying to understand. Who is that Adam that gets to Avut?
Those who do not have free choice are not considered men, humans, but there are no people like that. In the end, each and every one has something. In something that somehow relates to him, he has free choice. Even though we sometimes say that they don't have it. But what we mean is that they're not on the level of the connection between Bina and Malchut. However, each one has it. You don't have a form of man, even the most primitive one, that does not have free choice. You don't have it.
Thank you. That was the question.
Okay, Mak Israel, who are those?
Good morning, dear Rav. This is a question of a friend. What are maim, water, in spirituality? What is water towards Israel?
Water means the force of bestowal, the force of Bina. It doesn't matter in what way and where. Water is always bestowal and Bina. Michael?
Yeah, we are reading 68 from the book Sfat Emet. The children of Israel became responsible for the correction of the entire world by the power of the Torah. Everything depends on the children of Israel. As they corrected themselves, so are all creations drawn after them.
So again, the people of Israel, those people from all over the world, from each and every nation, as it occurred in Babylon, those who feel that they are drawn to correction, to the Creator, to the revelation of spirituality, just like us right now. Look at the screen. Look, where are we coming from? From all the different nations, all the different countries, all the different continents. This is how it is. And we are called the people of Israel, the children of Israel. Since we have a relation to the Creator, we want to discover Him. We want to connect between us and Him. So, what does he say again?
The children of Israel became responsible for the correction of the entire world by the power of the Torah.
That should be clear to us that the force of the Torah means the reforming light, so that with which we want to correct ourselves and the whole world. This is why we are called the children of Israel, that we are drawn to Yashalkel. And this is our work towards the whole of reality. Therefore, how does he continue?
They were told the whole land is for me.
They're connected to the Creator, yes, and?
And you will be a nation of priests. Everything depends on the children of Israel.
Just for us to create this connection with the Creator, by this we will be able to pass these forces to the whole world.
As they correct themselves, so are all creations drawn after them.
And we should truly feel responsible for it. PT3.
We're speaking of the Arvut that the children of Israel have to keep the world Kli, and lately you're also mentioning more and more the Arvut between the tens and the whole world Kli. How do you work on that concept of Arvut in the whole world Kli?
This is work that we have to speak about separately. Well, you know enough already. You can't ask me each time, how do we do it? You have the books, you have the friends, you have everything. Check it out in the 10, how do we do it? And do it, really. I can't.
Can I ask about it more?
Yes.
Yesterday you also mentioned in the reporters' meeting and in the lesson that you feel that friends are missing, and maybe one of the solutions is working between the tens.
We talked about it yesterday also in the lesson, about the work between the tens, that we have to connect with each other and give an example and strengthening from one ten to the others. Yes, but it is all nevertheless mostly in order to connect the 10, each and every 10. In order to strengthen them, we also need to have this strengthening between the 10s.
What are the examples that every 10 has to give the others?
I don't know. Talk about it between you and come up with conclusions. You don't understand, Niv, that it's impossible to explain each and everything. How many years have you been studying with us?
17.
17 years. After 17 years, you're asking before everyone, well, what should I do, this or that? What, are you like a baby? How is that possible? You have friends. Sit together. Scrutinize it. Talk about it. Maybe you open up some sources and find the answers. How can you ask about every peeps that the moment that it comes to you? That's not serious.
I want to ask about the result we want to see. Is the attendance and the lessons, you said that you mentioned it was lacking. How do you work on that measurement? For instance, on attendance and the lessons in the world Kli.
We have some device in which we can see who's there, who's not there. And all in all, we see that there is some small drops in the attendance in the morning lesson and also in the evening lesson. And what can we do? If we will not hold on to it, if we won't persist, it will only cause problems to us and to the whole world. So, at least in a corporeal way, we have to keep the same numbers. This is one way that I see it, that we have to add exertion.
Is that more work in the tens, between the tens?
Both.
Both.
You truly need to see yourselves already as doing something out of yourselves, not just hearing it from me and your work ends there. In that, there is no spiritual work that you are doing during the lesson, if after the lesson you're not continuing it through the rest of the hours.
I'm actually speaking, maybe it's a good opportunity to say that today a new board social meeting is going to meet, that after all the holidays, so they're finally going to meet. One of the topics we want to speak about is that same avut between the tents. And we're going to especially talk about the attendance in the morning lessons, and we just, maybe you can aim us what to focus on in order to get a good result.
Focus on what we, on us having to connect, and with respect to the Creator, in order for Him to take part in our connection, and that way we will reach Gmar Tikkun Olam. What can I say? Niv.
Tov.
Okay. What do we have left? PT27, who's there?
Rav, shalom.
Hi, Rav. Two things, if I may. One is we're very happy to study tests. We're not suffering. And I want to ask on what you said. Is it correct to say that the morning lesson is the best measurement we have to the state we're in towards the path?
Yes. During the morning lesson, I feel where we are, how much we've progressed or not. What does the Creator demand of us? How can we answer to Him? The morning lesson for me is truly an opportunity to answer all the questions related to the connection between us and between us and the Creator.
But every friend that wants to measure his state, can he measure it according to the morning lesson?
Well, yes, simply. If he comes to the morning lesson, if he takes part as much as possible, sometimes more, sometimes less. However, if he does that, then that's his progress. And it's also my progress. I don't want to say that I came here in order to teach you. I came here in order to learn. I came here in order for me to advance as well. This is how I feel it. And this is how I look at the lesson. How I accept and receive it.
Okay. Yeah, we're in 69 from the article of Avot by Bala Sulam. At the end of the correction of the world, we will only be by bringing all the people in the world under His work. As it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth in that day. The Lord will be one and His name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto Him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation, as the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah. For were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. As so it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and Mitzvot, to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is Dvikut with Him.
Yes, this is how we should see the continuation of our work from Abraham, who by himself was a Babylonian, engaged in the work of idolatry, and many people joined him from all of the little nations that existed back then in Babylon and humanity, and they started to multiply, they started to grow, and then this is how this nation started, this mixture of all of those little nations that were in Babylon. And they all gathered according to their intention, and they called themselves Yashalkel, Israel. And from that nation, grew several spiritual people who started to accompany them, Isaac, Jacob, and others, the sons of Jacob, etc. And in such a way, the group emerged, and it advanced more and more in the connection between them and between them and the Creator. And we have to continue this work. Today, we are raising ourselves from in order to receive from the klipa, the shell, following the sin from the kdusha, the sanctity that they had, we should see ourselves as continuing their path, the path of that group. That indeed, the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, they ended in the temple, with the temple. There already, they were lost, pretty much. Those people who had the intention of, in order to bestow between them, connection between them, love between them, that entirely disappeared, and they entered the exile. That is called the exile, where there is no connection between them in order to bestow. And then what happens is that now we once again must resurrect from these remnants, from the broken kelim, which are all of us. We have to reestablish this system called nation. And it's one nation. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with nationality or anything else, but only the connection between them, that they want this connection to exist in the form of the Creator, in mutual bestowal. This is what is called the nation of the Creator, the nation of the Lord. And this is the form that now we have to establish. Therefore, each and every little group, each 10, is actually doing such work. And we must later assemble these parts, these tents, between them more and more, until we will reach a state, and according to how much we will assemble the tents together, we will start to feel that by this we are rising on the degrees of the attainment of godliness. And this is how we will advance, till the entire world, in the end, will enter this system. And it won't help, and nothing will help. Nature has a plan, and this plan is for all of us to be in a single system, a single nation. And this will work on us, whether we want to or not. So it's better for us to hurry up and to do it by our own forces. Whereas if we do it by forces that compel us, then God forbid, that might happen as well. So, PT 34.
Thank you, Av. About that, yesterday we had a Zoom with the 10 of Tbilisi, and I want to just share that it was very warm, very internal, very exalted, and that experience was great. So, thank you, and the question is, you will be a nation of priests. Who is that nation of priests?
The holy nation, that's those who want to be in order to bestow mutually. They are called holy. Holiness means the degree of bina, bestow.
Okay.
Well,
Mach
10.
How could Abraham draw other people? Maybe we can use that method. The 70 nations, they're different parts of one desire. So what did he promise them? What did he tell them? How did they agree to follow him?
Babylon back then was in a broken state. They had wars, they had problems, and it was ruled by the force of Nimrod, who ruled in a very strong, egoistic manner, ruled everyone. And Abraham started to explain to everyone that there is a different way in which to build a world, and even more generally, to reach the essence of life, the purpose of life. And it is not through these forces of the ego that Nimrod represented, where man to man is a wolf, but rather to the opposite. Let us start connecting nicely to one another in the opposite way. We have no choice. It's either this way or that way. If we will follow the bad way, we will end up exterminating each other. If we will go in a good way, we will help each other. It is difficult for us. So the war is not between us, rather the war is inside each one of us. In order for us to connect with the other, I have to be in a war with myself. So there's no choice. What else remains for us? It's either this or that. So think, what should we do? And then he persuaded some of them, he persuaded them that it's worthwhile to engage in war with oneself in order to be connected between us. And that way we will advance in a nice, good way towards new life until they started to discover the upper force between them. And this is what we now have to do. If we will continue with our ego, and each one will fight with the others, well, look what is happening in all of the different countries, how much each nation and each society, how much they're all becoming more and more broken apart, divided through inner hatred. So we have no choice. We have to discover. We have to discover the urgency for connection. It simply means to shift the war against the others to war within myself. And if I make this connection within myself, that I'm at peace with myself, inner justification, I have to shift it to the others. This is precisely the difference, the change between this world and the upper world. So try to compare these things and to put the emphasis on the spiritual approach instead of the corporeal approach. And we will give the right of speech to Shai.
Yeah, before we go over the schedule, let's hear Pablo about the International Young Congress.
Los invitamos a todos los amigos jóvenes del Clima Mundial con amor a una velada virtual cálida, emocionante. Juntos seguimos construyendo el hogar cálido para los jóvenes. Los dejo con el amigo Unur.
Hello, friends. We're inviting you to a global unity evening with all of the young friends.
And if you're not that young, don't be sorry with it. Come make a connection with us. The event will be at 90 o'clock on the 24th of the month. There will be music, games, and workshops. Be a part of it, and let's build a new perception.
Thank you, friends. So, the schedule for today and tomorrow. Today at 10:30 a.m., Oren and Rav, then from 11 to 12, Mushi with Rav. Then we will meet for a recorded lesson from 1 to 2. Then we'll have a workshop with the friends from 2 to 3. And at, like every Friday, European Yeshivat Chaverim that are hosting us from 8 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow we have a Shabbat schedule, 4:15, lesson 4 to 7. We will have a lesson, then there won't be a friends meeting. So from 4:45 we have a men's lesson, 4 to 5 women's lesson, and then the women will continue from 5 to 4, 5:45. We'll go to a song.
The sun will shine. Laor shechoder achshav el haneshama.
Pruebas vienen y puertas no cerrarán. Por eso, amigo, debes aguantar.
Я знаю, что есть свет,
но без твоих это нет.
There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone.
Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима. Yashar el haor.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will rise.
Где граница света и тень?
Лямших кадим.